Blog Talk Radio.
It's over. The masquerade is over. What's happening, folks? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun. Welcome to the Off Ramp, March 27, 2013, 11 p.m. 11:30 Eastern. What's happening, folks? Feel free to call in 646-915-8680. Hit us up on Twitter at Beach Bum Gun. Two ends at VSUL02 at Sigmatic1914. This is the Off Ramp, man. We give you a voice to speak your mind on any topic that you want to discuss. Got my two co-pilots flying this shit with me today. Say what's up to the world, fellas, at VSUL02, Mr. Rick Righteous, and at Sigmatic1914, M Extra Money. What up, folks?
What's going on?
What up, what up, what up?
Go Bulls.
Yeah, man, big win for the Chicago Bulls tonight, the end of Miami Heat streak. Luol Deng had a big night. Carlos Boozer had a big night. Heinrich was definitely the playmaker down the end. Saw a little bit of aggression come out of LeBron James out there, almost trying to punch through Boozer's chest, man. It was a hard-fought game, big win for the Bulls. Not sure what it means in the grand scheme of things, but, you know, it was definitely a good win for the Bulls to end the streak, and now we just start getting geared up for playoff time.
Yes, sir.
Did y'all watch the game?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we watched the game. I don't know what you're talking about, Heinrich, though, man. I think big free throws were made. A big steal was by my man Dang, who you say sucks. And Boozer had a good rebound and a good putback and made a couple free throws as well on the defensive end. So you don't know what I'm talking about, Heinrich.
You didn't see the big plays that Heinrich made.
You said
why
down
so
the stretch, yo. In the last 2 minutes, but Dang had
so
a big deal, hit four free throws, and Carlos Boozer had a big rebound.
I said Dang had a good game. I said Boozer made a big game. I said,
and then you
Heinrich played. I got to put you on mute. We're talking to each other. Nobody can hear us. I said Boozer played well. Dang played well. I said I think Heinrich played well at the end. You guys won. I gave you a props. What's your problem with that? Go ahead, M Extra Money.
You said Heinrich played well down the stretch. The man didn't touch the ball, yo. Just give it up, yo. Dang and Boozer played well down the stretch. That's all you had to say, yo. You out here giving people credit, you know what I mean, who didn't even touch the ball down the stretch. The last 2 minutes, yo, Kirk Heinrich did not touch the ball, son. It was in Dang's hands, yo, and Boozer hit free throws. Both Dang and Boozer were on the free throw line. Heinrich had nothing to do with it, yo.
VSUL02, did you watch the game?
Yeah.
What'd you think of the game?
It was a heck of a game, man. I texted this dude and told him it looked like the Heat going to lose in, like, the second quarter because the Cats was down pretty bad. And, you know, they fought back, you know, tied it up, took the lead for a second, and they just lost it again, man. It just wasn't their night, man. I knew it was going to end in Chicago. I had a feeling going into Chicago, so, but... I mean, it was a good game, man. Everybody played big. Dang played big. Boozer played big. That kid, Butler, oh, my gosh, he put his nuts on the back of Chris Bosh's neck, which he probably liked it. And and then he got muscled for the ball and fell to the ground. Big seven-footer getting muscled for the ball from a dude that's probably like 6'5", 6'6", getting muscled for the ball, and he falls to the ground. That kid needs... He needs some strength or something, man. He needs a wake-up call. He plays way too soft, man. He plays way too soft to be that big, yo. I think what Beach Bum Gum's talking about is Heinrich. That dude, whoever that guy is, man, he made a couple little plays down like the last few minutes in the quarter, especially when he was kind of clobbered up and he made that little dump pass. Who was that, Gibson over there, and he made that little jump shot. That was a pretty big play right there.
That was a huge play. It's the one that gave him the lead again. But I'm not even going to go back and forth with M. Extra Money. He's on cloud nine because his boys played well. He's very spiteful. I'm going to let him have his moment. But I'm glad you was able to bring it up there, V2O2, to let him know that, you know, Heinrich played well. I gave everybody props. I said Dang played well. I said Boozer played well. But M. Extra Money just wants to argue with me tonight. So I'm going to just let him say his piece, have his moment. And then we can move on because we got a lot of topics we need to discuss tonight. So
I got one thing I want to say, y'all. Yo, the Heat should release Chris Bosh and pick up Brittany Griner, yo, because she'll probably play tougher than him, yo.
She had
33 points, 22 rebounds, 4 blocks, and 3 dunks. 2 off of fast break, 1 just off of the straight vertical. That's crazy, yo. She got 7 dunks playing in college, yo.
Yeah, she's playing against other chicks. Yeah, she's playing against other chicks, though, yo. Let's be real. Like, I don't know if she'd get 5 points in an NBA game.
She's going to play in WNBA. She's a girl. She's going to play WNBA. But I'm just saying, though, you don't really see many women just dunking for no reason, yo.
Yeah, but hey, we got a call on the line. Let me get to him. Let me get it added into this conversation. He just dropped off, so hey, I guess we'll holler at him later. hey, MS, you got anything else you want to add?
Nope. Go Bulls, yo. And I give Howard my credit. You act like I'm against Howard, yo. He's on my team. So go Bulls, yo. Not enough said. Move on. Let's go.
Yeah, how you going to say no and then start talking again? Anyway, so let's go ahead and move into the subject. Got a couple of different things we could talk about tonight. Got a crazy story I thought was the funniest, but probably the dumbest story I've ever seen. I don't know if y'all saw this one, but they had a dude in England was at a party, right? Partying with his friends, obviously had too much to drink. So a van pulls up and starts selling snakes. So one of the dudes bought a 10-foot snake from out the back of a van at a house party. A 10-foot python. So he wakes up the next morning and sees the python trying to strangle and eat his boy.
Oh, gosh.
Grabbed the bag, threw the python in the bag, and then took it to a pet shop to try and sell it to the pet shop to get rid of it. They arrested him on the spot for buying stolen goods.
Wow.
So that's the craziest story. So my question to y'all is, what is the dumbest decision y'all ever made while being intoxicated at a party that you can share? I don't want nobody to get in trouble with their households. I don't want nobody to do anything crazy. I just want to know, have you ever made a decision while you were intoxicated that was so stupid that you woke up the next morning and just like, yeah, I'm an idiot? Hey, Master, what you got?
Yeah, I threw some wings on the ground, yo.
Was that the night you tried to fight the cop?
Yo, no, that was not the night, yeah. That was the night you almost broke my arm, though.
He said, I threw some wings on the ground.
Yeah, I was hungry. I was hungry, yo. Got the wings, yo. They played a joke on me, and then the way it didn't go over well.
No.
And I threw the joint on the ground, yo.
Not true at all. You tell me. Yo, AB, so, yo, get the story about when he tried to fight a cop, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, your story is totally wrong, yo. Dude. Nobody played no joke on you, yo.
Asked me to tell you about a time, yo. You didn't ask for a debate about what my story was, yo.
hey, Mr. Righteous, you got a story about the worst decision you made when you were drunk?
Nah, man, not really, except for the time me and your ass walking up and down the Vegas Strip to 4 o'clock in the morning for no damn reason.
Yeah, that was a bad night, yo. That was definitely a drunk night. It was when me and me and Hove walked out on a Denny's bill, yo. We tried to pay him, yo, but they wouldn't come talk to us, yo, so we just rolled out. And actually tried to get one of them call girl Mexican cards, yo, and tried to call a hooker to see what would happen. And he fell asleep before she got to the room, yo. And she said $40, yo.
Did y'all leave a tip, though?
No way to leave her. Oh, we left the tip for the Denny's chick because she was mad cool, yo. Hey, got a caller on the line from the 757. Welcome to the off-ramp. What's good?
What's good? What's good, fellas?
Hey, much. Mr. Bonner, how you doing tonight, sir?
Doing good, fella. Doing good.
Yo, we was just discussing. I was just telling a story about how a man was drunk and bought a stolen python and tried to kill his friend the next morning. You ever make any bad decisions while you were drunk that you can share with the off-ramp folks?
Man, I got married drunk, man. I got married.
Hold on. You're going to be sleeping on the couch with that comment.
I know, I can't be Two Steve Reserve and Bob Cisco, boy.
Cisco, wow.
Yeah, you saw wow. Yeah, who was you in there popping the Molly, sweating and saying I do?
Wow, man. I'm surprised you're still living. Cisco and Steel Reserve. Wow, that's a great mixture.
Yeah, that's a horrible
mixture.
that's how my Portsmouth folk roll. Hey, Evan, you should know about that. Your pop from out that way.
Yeah, well, he don't drink, so,
That dude don't drink.
He'll do nothing, just party.
I hear that. So, hey, Mr. Bond, I think you trumped us all with the whole getting married drunk thing. I don't think I've done anything that bad. I did film myself.
He said, I didn't film myself. So, what you say, get married is bad, yo?
Yeah. Getting married drunk, yo, you gotta be wasted to get married. Like, I mean, not to get married. I mean, getting married is a good decision. I mean, I'm pretty sure you love the woman and all that stuff. But yeah,
I get what you're saying. Being at the altar, just punished with liquor, just all coming out.
It's sore. I ain't the altar. Being at the just to the beast.
Oh.
Boy, I tell you, man, wilder, man. It was a wild day that day.
Yeah. Hey, can you describe the people? Yeah, how'd you get wasted at the Justice of the Peace? Like, how wild of a day was that? Yeah, like what would happen?
Yo, bro, I was with my older brother. He had a bottle of Steel Reserve. He bought me a bottle of Steel Reserve. I was like, yo, my shorty want to get married. He was like, shit, do it then. I was like, man, I don't know. So, I'm dead, but then he went to 7-Eleven. So went to 7-Eleven, bought another bottle of Steel Reserve, bottle of Cisco. He was like, shit, after these two bottles, if you don't know, don't do it. Only two bottles. Picked her up. We got married. All right. Yeah, she was great.
Oh, man. Who getting yelled at in the background, yo? Don't get yourself in trouble on the off ramp, yo. I'll delete the show if I got you.
She already know.
Yeah, that's
wow.
That's some gangster stuff right there, yo. That's gangster right there, yo.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. Oh, man, yeah, that's a crazy story. Thanks for the good start. All right, got a couple other topics, yo. You know, on a more serious topic, of course, we all know about the Colorado shooting that happened while watching the film The Dark Knight, you know, the Batman joint. So apparently the shooter wants to enter a guilty plea to avoid the death penalty. But the prosecutors are not sure if they should allow him to accept the guilty plea, and they want to keep the death penalty open. So, M, extra money, what you think? Should they take the guilty plea and just give him life behind bars, or do you think they should kill him?
Hold on. What's the plea that he had already entered? Like, wouldn't that have been guilty, or did he say he was not guilty?
Well, he said he entered into not guilty, so now they have to prove the case of everything that happened. So I don't know what the logistics are about proving things without a shadow of a doubt. But he said that, you know, however the case goes, he first entered in a not guilty plea. So however the case goes, he has, you know, I mean, he can either get off or he could get the death penalty. But if he enters into the guilty plea, they won't give him the death penalty, but they'll just give him life behind bars.
Man, I feel like, yo, the man walked in there, had all those rounds of clips, yo. He wanted to be bad, yo, and take other people's lives, yo. He needed to have his life taken, yo. That's how I feel.
But the risk you're running is what if the prosecution messes up and he gets off?
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but at the same time, I feel like you should, yo, I don't know. I don't see how that could ever happen. But, yeah, I know worse things have happened as far as quotes and stuff. I mean, OJ got off because the glove didn't fit. So, I mean, I just think that, I don't know. I wouldn't take that penalty off the table. Rather, he took, I wouldn't deal that, basically. I think he deserves a little bit more than just spending the rest of his life in jail, honestly. And I guess that's just me being spiteful. And the fact that, you know what I mean, his initial intent was going there with mass murder. I think if it was just like one person, I'd probably give him a little sympathy and say life in jail. But because he went in there with all that and opened a fire at a movie theater, a crowded movie theater, that, you know, I think he just needed to get put down, you know.
Yeah, I feel you. Hey, Mr. Righteous, what you think?
I mean, I don't think they should take that plea. I mean, not to be all, you know, just the killing. I'm against all that taking people's lives and all that stuff, man. But this dude, man, he just went in there. I mean, it was babies and stuff, you know. I mean, babies who just been born almost. People shielding their babies, taking bullets for their kids, and if this dude do life in jail, you know how kind of outrage is going to happen in Colorado. I mean, these people might do a riot out that joint, yo. It might be a riot if they take that plea. If the district attorney take that plea, them people in Colorado, they're going to storm. They're going to protest. They're going to storm the downtown courthouse and everything, and they're going to tear that joint up. It might be a riot out that joint, man, if they do that.
True. Hey, Mr. Bono, what you think?
Man, I'm always be that eyeball. I think they should not take the plea. Hopefully, I hope he get off. Because, you know, if he do get off, like the gentleman said earlier, people in Colorado are going to snap. The kind of people he hurt. I mean, how many families he hurt. He's not, even if he get off, he's not going to get off. Somebody's going to snap and kill him.
I got what you're saying. Let the people kill him.
Yeah, there you go. I hope he get off. Yeah. You know, so he literally planned to shoot people at a movie theater.
Yo, as soon as he walk out the gates with his paper bag, yo, the people going to attack him and take him down.
There you go.
But that's not how society works. Now you're talking about. Now you opened up a whole can of worms. Now you're talking about, so you'd have to charge the next person with murder?
I wouldn't.
You have to. That's the law.
You can't charge them with murder. But are they going to go to jail? No. Do you know why?
What?
A jury of their peers is going to understand why they committed the murder.
I hate to tell you, you're in Colorado. If you killed that man as a black man, you're going to jail for some time.
I'm going to jail. But as a white man, I would not. And he's going to kill a white family, black family. That's right.
Hold on. If it's a mob of people, ain't nobody gonna know who did it. If it get mobbed,
there you go.
Yo, what are you guys talking about? Y'all talking about anarchy in the street? Y'all talking about race relations?
It's the truth.
Conspiracy theories.
It's the truth. He shot whole people's family. They deserve justice.
Mm-hmm. And then the law enforcement should turn the other way, like they did. What's the girl name that was in the movie? Turn It Off, because they killed her brother over a bottle of liquor.
Yep.
Just let him get on the bus and get on out of there.
Yo, that is a movie. What are y'all talking about? Have y'all been drinking? Am I the only one that's not high on this phone?
Yeah.
Hey, I have extra money. I haven't heard your voice. Do you hear these fools? All right, M Extra Money must be gone. Yeah.
Yo.
I'm still here. What you talking about?
Have you been listening?
Yeah, I've been listening.
So what are you talking about?
I didn't know that. I didn't hear you ask.
Yeah, he just got caught slipping.
Dozed
off. Oh, man. Yeah, what are you talking about? I can't be the only sober one on these phone calls at night, fellas. We got people listening.
It's the truth, man. It's the truth. Let the people decide.
Yeah.
Let me pose this question, right? So what's the difference between him, like say, if they so happen if protective custody is crowded and they put him in general population and the inmates kill him. What's the difference between them doing it and then average Joe's on the street doing it if they mobbing?
Yo, you're talking about something that happens behind prison walls, not something that happens out in the general population of the United States of America. This ain't Venezuela. This ain't Brazil.
This ain't Colombia.
You ain't popping nobody in the middle of the street and just letting the body just lay there. You don't let the people just decide, bro. This ain't Russia at the fall. What are y'all talking about?
Sir, you don't get caught. You don't get caught doing it.
Yeah, so you just said as soon as he walks out the jail, do you know how much media is going to be out there? So you mean to tell me out of all these people who have camera phones and all this stuff, you don't think somebody's going to get caught?
It's not like getting caught. Is anybody going to care if you get caught?
Man, this is crazy. Yeah, that's horrible. Yeah, that's like a conspiracy theorist mixed with some kind of fake movie, yeah, from Hollywood. Yeah,
glad you're back, I'm not sure. glad you're back, I'm not sure. You're my voice of reason, and I don't know where you at, but I'm glad you're back. You hear what these fools are talking about? These fools are saying, this man went into a movie theater. Like Mr. Wright just said, shot up a movie theater. There was kids in there, people protecting their kids, and their result of justice is to let him go free and let whatever happens, happens.
No. That's not my result. I didn't say that. I was just saying I understand the caller's reasoning on why they should let him walk out. I was just understanding where he was coming from with it.
That's what I said.
That's what he said. I was just understanding. I said, okay, I get his point. Let him go out and then let the people mob him instead of spending money on the death penalty and taking him out through lethal injection or whatever the case may be. You just saved a couple million right there. I'm just talking about the other side,
recession,
man.
Recession, buddy. It's a recession. Can't afford that.
Code of the street, brother.
Yeah. I don't know, Mr. Barnett. I think that Cisco got to you, man. I'm gonna call it and get your brain scan. I'm gonna get you a CAT scan. Yeah. I just want to make sure. You my man. I just want to make sure you all right. Yeah. That's all.
I'm just saying.
All right, fellas. Well, we went through that. Y'all definitely surprised me on that with the anarchy. I thought I was the anarchist, but, you know, I'm glad to see there's something else. Yeah, on a quick topic, so I was discussing with my wife about the whole adoption and gay marriage thing that's been in the news lately. And she told me, and I didn't know if this was true, and I know, M. Extra, you really big into politics. I don't know if you ever heard of this. Did y'all know that if you were born a woman, right, and you think you should be a man and you get a sex change, you can legally change your sex to be a man? Like, you can have, like, male on your license?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, transsexual.
Yeah.
Transgender or transgender, yeah.
Yeah, so my whole thing is, if you can check, I didn't know that, because it was this whole discussion that me and DJ C. Siren hit her up on Twitter, don't say nothing stupid, I'll punch her in your face, but it was this whole discussion about this woman, this transgender, what was it, WNBA player, well, NCAA player who wanted to play for the women's college basketball, but she was born a man, and of course they won't let her play because she was a dude. So my whole thing is, Yeah, if you could change your sex, yo, then being married to another human being shouldn't be that big of a deal. I didn't know you could change your sex, yo. That's just bugs me out, yo. Like, you should have your license be highlighted if you were once a boy and now you're a girl. I mean, now that I'm married, I don't worry about it, but if I find out that my wife used to be a man, I'm a fist fighter.
He said, I'm a fist fighter.
Wow.
Oh, man. Crazy, yo.
Hey, what college was that, though? Because you heard about the boxer that basically had the same thing as a transgender and or was an MMA fighter. It was a girl MMA fighter that had a transgender, had the surgery or whatever, and they let her still fight. And she won the title, and it came out after the fact. So the person that she lost to felt like she was like, she said she still would have fought her, but she just thought that it should have been brought out ahead of time. But they still let her fight and classified as a woman in the MMA fight, though.
Yeah, and I'm not knocking these people because if that's your decision, that's your decision. That's not my whole thing. But I should know if you change sexes, yo. Like, with the whole MMA fight, like, she's fighting the person who was born a dude. Like, that's a dude.
Right.
He had a penis, though.
Right.
He had a penis,
right.
though. I should know if I'm fighting somebody with a penis or somebody with a vagina for my own well-being.
Well, the thing is, when they get the whole change and when they do actually change it, I mean, they get everything changed. Like, they get, if they had a penis, they get that joint chopped off and they turn that joint into a vagina. And the same thing, if they had a vagina, they make that journey to a penis, yo. I mean, they do the whole plastic surgery,
what?
Yo. They do the whole thing. Like, what's the name did it? Sonny and Cher's daughter, well, she's a dude now, and then Chaz Boneup.
Right,
and
but
he was
fat, but he was fat and pudgy. He wasn't knocking nobody out. If you lived 18 years of your life with high amounts of testosterone in you, and you get your dick removed, I mean, you get your penis removed and get a vagina, and you still work out, you might not have as high levels of testosterone, but you still have that muscle content that's already in your body because that doesn't change.
Yeah, but most of them, too, what they also do, they take estrogen. Like, for the ones who want to be girls, they take estrogen, and the ones that want to be dudes, they take, what is this, testosterone, so that way they can build up that man stuff, and then if you want to be the woman, you get... become more feminine so that way you can grow the boobs and all that other nonsense.
Yeah,
so,
that would be fine if you started taking estrogen when you were one, but if you've already developed your muscles by the time you were 21 and you got your meat chopped off and you started taking estrogen pills, the muscles that are still in your arms and your legs, you can still condition them. It doesn't matter how much estrogen you take.
I mean, even if you're just a real female, you can just condition them. Look at the female bodybuilders.
Right, but if you already have a man, hey, Mr. Bonner, you feel what I'm saying? What you think about this, yo? If you was boxing, yo, I don't know. I don't want to put this in a weird conversation. So what you think about this?
Yeah, that's crazy. I would want to know if I'm boxing a man or a woman. But then think about it. If a woman is legally a man now, does that really make her a man?
Yeah, I mean, it's legally done.
So if you're not
that woman man out, that make you a punk for being up a woman, though. You see what I'm trying to say?
Hey, MX, we only got a minute left. What you think?
That's
you stop listening again?
I don't know, yeah.
I'm listening again.
I just answered the question, yo. You got a minute left, yo. Why are you joking? Yo? You might as well put everybody on mute and then go off.
Yeah, actually, why are you so salty tonight, yo?
Yeah, answer the question, yo. Ain't nobody salty.
what you back there watching, yo? Real Housewives of Atlanta, yo?
Wow. He on one tonight, yo.
He's feeling himself,
right? Oh, man. Well, fellas, that's it for today, man. It's been a funny show. Thanks for calling in, Mr. Bonner. Thank you, Mr. Righteous. Thank you, M. Extra Money. It's been a great show. Join us tomorrow night, same time, same channel. Thank you to all of our sponsors, Rich.com, Marisol Johnson, Insurance.com, StickToAFitness.com. IloveCocoMagazine.com. Thanks for everybody that joined us. Thanks for all the love. We'll catch y'all tomorrow. Peace.